Our question, who is the most famous person from your school or hometown, and have you ever met anyone famous? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sandra. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
Okay. Well, I could almost play trivia with you guys over all of the people that came out of my high school. I went to Bakersfield High School.
Bakersfield, California?
Yes, sir.
Hear nothing but great things about Bakersfield.
Yeah, really do.
Well, we've got Jordan Love and David Carr. Anyway, so from my high school would be Frank Gifford.
All right.
And then Merle Haggard.
Wow, Merle.
I thought he was
Haggard.
From Muskogee.
Did he play for the Rams? Was it Merle Haggard?
Yes, Stewart.
It was the Rams. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the country music artist, Merle Haggard.
Oh, God, no.
I am talking about the country music artist,
Merle Haggard. Yeah. Merle Haggard, right.
Stewart is the one who played for the Rams that came out of Bakersfield.
Who else you got there?
I've got an insane list of people. My grandfather actually went to school with Frank Gifford, and some of the members of Korn went to Bakersfield High School with me, but the lead singer, Jonathan, graduated with my first husband, and I actually met them the weekend before they left to go to L.A. to record their first album.
Did you think they had any real chance?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so Jonathan actually learned to play the bagpipes at the school that they went to. They went to Highland High School.
I did not know that he played the bagpipes, to be honest with you.
He actually plays the bagpipes in one of his albums.
I know the drummer Ray. He's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he is. He's still got that thick accent going on.
Yeah, the ones I know would be the forming from 1993, the original band members. I don't know when the other came into play. My husband passed away shortly after, just before their first album was ever released. So they kind of obviously lost connection when he took off to go, you know, make his album and all that stuff and start touring. And then my husband passed away and I never reached out to them to let him know what happened because they were actually really good friends in school.
Hmm. Okay.
So,
it says here, by the way, and I'm just looking because Mike put up a couple of names, Buck Owens, like the guy from Hee Haw.
Why is all these country type people coming out of Bakersfield?
So Bakersfield used to be the streets of Bakersfield, White Yoakum, and that's about Bakersfield. Bakersfield was before I-5 was built that connected the highway all the way up. You took the 99 through, and just before you hit the Grapevine, the big mountains that you had to go over, it was a huge stop for a lot of people, a lot of artists who were going to L.A. to perform or record and things like that. So they stopped in Bakersfield, and many, many, many legends have all performed in Bakersfield.
So basically, I-5 kind of ruined that for
you
guys.
Well, California, too.
The whole cars thing with the whole interstate passing all the small towns totally did that.
Well,
I think
there's a lot of cowboys, too.
When he retired, came back and built the Crystal Palace, and he performed almost all the way up until he passed away.
Okay. I didn't know 99 went down into California.
Yeah,
I wonder if you can get a hooker down there, too.
Oh, I'm sure you can. Yeah. I think they're just...
It's got to just be like...
Actually, we got one of those, too.
I'll do you. All right.
Well, 99, she's got to be like Route 1 on the East Coast.
Yeah.
The actress Sigrid Valdez, she played on the German TV show in the 50s, 60s. What was that?
Got me.
Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, Hogan's Heroes. She said German. I was like, okay, I guess there was Clink. All right.
But
she was a porn star and I guess was on that show as well and came out of Bakersfield High School.
Apparently, I don't know if you already knew this, but according to one of our YouTubers here, it says Bakersfield is where the character Annie Wilkes from Stephen King's Misery was supposed to be born and raised.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's based on a true story?
No.
That's just fictionally.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
You'll see Bakersfield mentioned in a lot of his books. He hated Bakersfield, so Bakersfield, for whatever reason, was just like the place from hell or whatever for him.
That's
and
where
he
bad
put
people
it in a lot
go.
Of his books.
That's funny. I never knew that. Mike, you read a lot of Stephen King. Do you see Bakersfield pop up?
Not a whole lot. No, it's usually his place, like Castle Rock, and
it's always Maine is where it's going to happen. But I mean,
right? Or there's a place in Colorado. I keep screwing it up. It's not Denver. Yeah, no, Boulder, Colorado.
Bakersfield shows up in a little snippet, like driving through Bakersfield, and this happened, or you know, some weird little thing that pops up in his books.
Okay, huh? Very interesting.
I'm watching a little Stephen King series right now on Netflix.
Which one?
11/22/63.
Oh yeah.
What is
it's
that
like a
about?
Time travel. This guy finds out this restaurant he goes to. There's like a time traveler. Mm-hmm. So basically, he's going back to 1963 to stop Lee Harvey Oswald from shooting Kennedy.
Okay.
But I didn't really know it was a Stephen King thing. So it is historic, but
I never got through the book, and the problem is it's a huge book. It's like 800 pages or something like
so
that.
So it's a limited series. I got to finish it because I'm on 5 out of 7, but I'm like, yeah, this is getting a little crazy.
Is that the one with James Franco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. I got to see that one.
James Franco is attractive.
Who is the most famous person from your school or hometown, and have you ever met anyone famous? 206-803-RON.
There's the promo.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Afternoon, boys. How you doing?
Hola.
Hey, Ted, 11/22/63, and Mike, the show is really, really good. I actually watched it again this last weekend just to remember some things. It was pretty darn good.
Right. A YouTuber just checked in and said the same thing. 11/22/63 is an awesome book.
All right, I'll finish it off today.
Okay.
So I'm from Lake Forest Park, and I'm getting older in years, and I couldn't remember if anybody famous is from there, but Rainn Wilson, who's Dwight Schrute on The Office,
and then
Michelle Akers, basically the first superstar of women's national soccer, is from same high school. She went to school with my sister. But my wife and I, girlfriend at the time, met and actually had dinner with Paul Allen in Hawaii on the Big Island. We were staying in a hotel just north of Kona, and he has a house in Kona. And we were at this restaurant, a teppanyaki restaurant, and I'm sitting there, I'm looking at him, and I'm like, oh my God, that's Paul Allen. I had to do a Google search. This was in 2015,
right?
Before he was sick, because I was like, I recognize the hairline. I'm like, that's got to be him. So I do it. Yep, it's him. And then the cook, you know, he's going around the table, and he's like, where's everybody from? And we're sitting 2 couples away from him. And so the first kid, his name was Chet, I believe. It was actually Paul Allen's assistant. He's like, well, you know, my name's Chet. I live in Seattle. And then he's like, and what's your name, sir? And he's like, my name's Paul. And he's like, where are you from? He's like, I'm also from Seattle. And the cook says, so are you Seahawks fans? And he's like, and just real nonchalantly, he's like, yeah. And goes to the next couple.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep, next couple. And then comes to us. And I was like, my name's Matt from Seattle. And he's like, you a Seahawks fan? I was like, yeah. You know, I'm keeping it cool because I don't want to be that guy.
Sure.
Then it gets to my girlfriend. She's like, my name's Amy, and I'm from Seattle. And she yells, go Seahawks. And just, it was hilarious and embarrassing at the same time.
Yeah.
And then I actually sent you guys a picture. I texted you guys a picture of the two of us getting a picture with him after dinner. Super gracious. They left early because they said he wasn't feeling well, and I'm thinking that was probably the beginning of his cancer in retrospect. Yeah. But really nice guy. Shook his hand, thanked him for everything he did for the city. I said there's millions upon millions of people who are just indebted to you. So,
and none of them live in Los Angeles
or San Francisco
or San Fran. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's pretty cool, man. That's probably the richest person you'll ever meet.